This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
That is longtime Patriots offensive line coach and Patriots Hall of Famer, Dante Scarnecchia. What's that?
You know what he did in his previous life before he was a football coach?
Killed Mufasa?
He did not, but maybe he had a chance to do that. He was a tank commander back in the day.
Tank commander?
He was a tank commander.
Inside a tank?
Like inside in the turret a tank. Thing? Correct. Tank commander.
Cool. He was?
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He's
a badass.
I'm guessing you don't want to put, you know, guys, two big guys in those tanks, right?
So I could be a tank commander?
You would be a great tank commander.
I could stand up in my tippy toes and not hit the ceiling.
I'm guessing there's more to being a tank commander than just, you know, your height, but...
Probably.
Yeah.
I have a friend I used to work with at SB Nation who was in the second Iraqi invasion and spent nights in a tank. And let me tell you, from the stories he used to tell me, it is not a place you want to spend an extended period of time. Not for the faint of heart.
I don't think it's like a climate-controlled, comfortable.
No.
Hey, could
no,
you put the AC down to 68?
I'm trying to stretch out here. Can you move your leg or just you spill something trying to clean up the coke in between all the buttons and stuff?
Or somebody has gas
somewhere, right? Imagine all the things.
Oh, guys, that Mexican is not sitting well.
That's the least of your concern. I mean, these guys are up for like pre-invasion and whatnot for like 72 straight hours. Like
they're badass.
It's crazy. But long story short.
For them.
That tells so much. Like that is such an indicator as to like where he gets his personality and how that commanding presence comes from, Andy.
So Chris Price of the Boston Globe, Boston.com, caught up with Scar and talked to him about a variety of things. He reiterated yet again, as he told the Greg Hill Show, he's not coming back as a consultant. He's not going to be at the stadium all the time. He's quite happy being a grandfather and a husband and living the everyday life. He's got a couple grandkids that live with him part-time. He's very much enjoying that. I know he goes to the Y. I think he still does his swimming. He plays his pickleball. Great shape.
Oh, yeah.
But the most interesting comment I found in this story,
me too,
is when Chris asked Scar about, you know, the number 4 overall pick, where a lot of us have said, well, you take the offensive lineman. We've been taught, you need a tackle to protect Drake May. That's the way you build these. I just watched a Super Bowl. Offensive lines and defensive lines, that's where it's at. If your offensive line isn't good enough, even if you have a GOAT quarterback, he's running for his life, he looks uncomfortable, he can't make decisions. So you would think the guy who is a legendary offensive line coach would say, yeah, take Will Campbell, take the offensive lineman. But he didn't. He actually sounded a lot like, I don't know, a fan, a modern football fan, the kind of guy that plays fantasy football and maybe watches the Red Zone channel on Sunday.
Yeah.
So here's the quote. It's funny, when you listen to talk radio, and I listen to it just like everyone.
What's up, Scar?
Thank you, Scar.
How you doing, buddy?
Hopefully you're
P1. Good afternoon,
Dante. Good man.
I bet you he listens to this show.
Hope he does.
He likes us all.
I think so.
No, I'm pretty 99% sure he literally likes us all. So I could see him listening to this show.
I could too.
and they say, well, you've got the fourth pick in this draft. Let's go out and get an offensive tackle. And I'm going to tell you something. If there's a guy there that you really, really want, who coincidentally happens to be an offensive tackle, and you say, all right, that's a good need, we'll fill it, well, that's fine. But me personally, and again, this is Dante Scarnecchia, a longtime offensive line coach, but me personally, I'm kind of an old school guy, you know? I've heard the saying that if I'm taking a guy with the fourth pick in the draft, I'm taking a guy who can sack the quarterback or score touchdowns. Yeah. I think I would take a guy that can do those things over an offensive lineman. Mm. So he basically wants, I guess, Abdul Carter would be his first choice.
Mm-hmm. Followed by Mason Graham.
Maybe Mason Graham. Then you start thinking
Travis
about who's
Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
He's still there.
Ashton Jenty, the running back.
Yeah, now you're talking, baby.
I mean, he scores touchdowns.
Let's choose chaos. Give me our Jahmyr Gibbs. Let's go.
Tet McMillan? But I found that so funny that a guy you would think is old school, he's coached forever, he's an older guy, and he worked for Parcells, and he works for Belichick, and he seems to have a modern approach of... we either got to pressure the quarterback or we got to score some damn points. That's all I care about. It almost is like he... has a vision of, well, we can get linemen later. Now, I also would ask.
Says the former offensive line coach who could
had the Midas touch.
Anything.
Who could take Russ Hochstein and make him a Super Bowl champion.
So not the most surprising opinion when you factor that in.
Correct. Because I think, I don't want to say he has an ego, but I'm sure he has an ego and always felt confident that if you give me a guy, I'll get the best out of him. Because we always saw him.
Right?
Yeah. So he always got the best out of them. Well, that's where I would say, yes, Scar, if I had you coaching my line, I would take a pass rusher or a touchdown scorer and understand that I can give you Sebastian Vollmer, Matt Light, somebody in the second round. I can give you Joe Tooney in the fourth round.
I can give you a tuba player and a former wrestler and turn them into pro-level guards.
But he also went on to say this, and I found this to be interesting. That he was talking about the different coaches on the staff, and he says that Vrabel's excellent, McDaniels will benefit from May, and that the offensive line is in good hands with Doug Marrone.
He does like Doug Marrone.
I've known Doug a long time because our son Steve worked for him in Syracuse. I have a huge amount of respect for him as a coach. I know he's a good football coach. So maybe he feels like you don't need to get an offensive lineman that high. I mean, Matt Light, second-round draft pick. Logan Mangans was a 32nd pick in the first round. You know, Sebastian Vollmer, a second-round pick in 2009. Nate Solder was the 17th overall pick in 2011. You know, so Isaiah Wynn, the 23rd pick. Cole Strange, the 29th pick in the first round. You know, maybe he just feels like, you know, to draft an offensive tackle that high?
Well, I mean, we just watched a Super Bowl where the right tackle was, I believe, the fourth pick in the draft. Lane Johnson went really high. Chip Kelly drafted Lane Johnson very, very high. Or Joe Tooney. Who we're talking about. Joe Tooney was an $80 million signing for them.
Right.
So offensive linemen are highly valued these days in the NFL. You either draft one in the first round or you give one a gazillion dollars. And in a lot of cases, you draft him in the first round and then you give him a gazillion dollars to stay with you so he doesn't leave as a free agent.
Don't you think elite pass rushers are valued more than offensive linemen?
They're harder to find. I think an elite pass rusher is much harder to find than somebody that can hold their block for 3 seconds.
Think about it, Fitzy. Like, the reason that the Eagles were able to stop the best quarterback in the NFL was because they had elite pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
They only had to send four guys. They don't have to manufacture pass rush like the Patriots do all the time by sending an extra
guy.
Shut
the manufacturing plant down where they were trying to build that pass
rush. Not good at manufacturing pass rush at that manufacturing building there. So the fact
tariffs, am I right?
Right. It's, yeah.
Don't get me started on eggs.
Wow. Yeah, I've been learning a lot about tariffs lately. But the lead pass rusher to me is a more coveted, you know, player to get at that pick.
But
I mean,
that's
why Willie Mack, fifth overall, that's where
that's
you get those guys.
Everybody loves Abdul Carter and also thinks there's no shot in hell that Abdul Carter is available with the fourth overall pick. And he
even
is.
Even for teams that didn't need quarterbacks, Andy. Even for QB needy teams, he's that impossible to pass up.
Now, I do think he is benefiting, A, from that one performance where people watched him with one arm kick ass and think, oh my God, what about when he's healthy?
Pretty impressive performance.
I also think he benefits from the uniform. where Micah Parsons came to the NFL, kicked ass, and Chop Robinson comes to the NFL, kicked ass, and they're like, oh, they seem to do a pretty good job there at Penn State with those pass rushers off the edge. Right. If we just take the next one, who looks like he might be the best of them, quite honestly. Like, I think Micah Parsons is a fascinating transition. When he was at Penn State, he kind of played linebacker. He wasn't really a true edge pass rusher dominant force.
Off the line?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. And kind of ran sideline to sideline, made plays, could rush, but did
that shows you
things.
Absolutely. It makes it even more impressive.
Whereas Abdul Carter is an edge in the sense of the word. In the
and
modern,
okay
in every sense, you'd be like, I'm not going to pay Josh Sweat because I got Abdul Carter at two, and I got someone who could be even better than him and cost a whole lot less. And this is just really kind of a Big Ten thing, is the entire world or the football world has just fallen in love with, oh, the elite speed, and oh, there's so much talent in the NFL of the South, the SEC. Like, no, look at you. You know what to get from your Big Ten schools. Michigan produces great cornerbacks and defensive linemen. You want a Haas on the line to hold his block or snap the football and toss people around and protect your quarterback, you go to Wisconsin. If you want a tight end, you go to Iowa. And now with a place like Ohio State, who's the next great receiver? I don't know, but whoever it was before him, this guy's the next great somebody. Jeremiah Smith, they say, would probably go first overall if he were in this year's freaking draft. And, you know, now Penn State, they produce pass rushers. It's fascinating to see these schools be able to perpetuate their reputations the way that they have, but they're basically all holding serve.
And Scar seems to be like the rest of us. He likes guys that get after the quarterback or score touchdowns. So maybe that's an argument against Will Campbell. The one thing I will say, and I said this to you guys yesterday, this continued idea that Will Campbell is the sixth best player in the draft or the eighth best player in the draft. Okay, so Scar, it's not a reach to take him at four.
No.
He's a really high-end blue-chip prospect, according to this draft.
Yep.
So you're not reaching for the guy who, well, he's probably the 20th best prospect. That's a different story. Two spots from six to four, if you need a left tackle and you think he's a left tackle, is not a reach.
The three positions you will reach for, the most important in football, the quarterback, the cornerback, and the left tackle in football. I'd say you're willing to reach a little bit for those
positions. Say those again real quick.
The quarterback.
Got one.
The cornerback.
Got one.
And the left tackle.
Need one. Mm. One's available. Ted Johnson's plan to fix the Patriots. 2 points down, 1 point to go. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we actually touched on this last week. We were wondering, where's Matt Patricia going to work? Why is he just doing podcasts on Barstool? How come he's not going to North Carolina? Well, we got our answer today. Matt Patricia has a job. Also, another former Patriots linebacker has a new job coaching in the college
ranks. Surprised.
We'll talk about both of those guys up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That is former Patriots defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator,
I love GM, that sound.
Jack of all trades.
That's great sound.
Matt Patricia. You know what I missed in there the first time we listened to it a little bit?
What's that?
So he takes pot shots at Bill O'Brien. He takes pot shots at everybody. Also takes a pot shot at Bill Belichick because he said, all I did was call the plays.
Oh, yeah.
Basically said,
ooh.
I wasn't the coordinator.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Bill's system. I was just the play call. I was just the front man in this band. He was the guy who put it together.
Forgive me. I do have to fact check what he just said there. I'm looking for a general manager on his resume. I don't see GM anywhere. I see coach, head coach, assistant, senior football advisor, offensive line coach, senior defensive assistant. That was his latest coaching stint with the Eagles. How'd that go? I think defensive coordinator, I think they were 1-4.
Yeah, they hired Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
And then they won the Super Bowl.
But this is a fascinating. Look, Bill is in college football. I'll still be curious how Bill does. Now that Matt Patricia is at Ohio State, I'm going to be curious to see how he does at Ohio State.
So what Ted is alluding to is, according to ESPN, Ohio State is finalizing a deal to make Matt Patricia the school's new defensive coordinator. The defending champion Buckeyes are hiring Matt Patricia, who has not coached in college in a long, long time, since pre-Patriots days.
Not this century. That would definitely qualify as a long time.
Long time ago.
Syracuse was the last time.
Yes.
2001, 2003.
This is also interesting. He's replacing Jim Knowles, who was their defensive coordinator, win the title last year, who went to Penn State to become their defensive coordinator. Took a lateral move to go to Penn State. I don't
explain
know.
Explain that to me.
Is there a coaching portal now,
What's
too?
What's going on, man?
I'm guessing it's Cha and Ching. Something to do with finances. I don't know.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
But, or maybe there's a story. Maybe he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, the national champions, just if you're keeping track, Chip Kelly gone. He went to the Raiders. And Jim Knowles went to Penn State. And now Matt Patricia's in to run the defense. So, will this work? Matt Patricia hasn't been a college coach in 2+ decades. He is taking over a program that expectations are going to be high because, well, you're the defending national champions and you better beat Michigan and you better be in the, final four of the playoff at the very least.
Yeah.
Will this work?
Make the 12, yeah.
Oh, the 12. If he doesn't make the 12, they should all be fired. But I think he's going to make the final four at the very least.
You can lose two games and still make the final 12 there at Ohio State. So,
Do you think this will work? Is he a college coach? What do you think of his sort of style and resume? If you need his resume, just ask him. He'll give it to you.
He'll give it to you. No doubt.
Did he call one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history?
He didn't say he called it. He said, I have on my resume. He acts
He said a long time ago, actually, I think at one of his, and if you could just sort of sit up and, respect the process.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Says
a
guy who wore a clown face T-shirt getting off a plane. That's the barometer of respect in the football world.
Does this work, Fitzy?
That was actually kind of what, good job.
A guy who coaches with a backwards hat and a pencil on wants me to sit up and respect the process.
Right.
Jim Nolan.
He did say, though, when he was in Detroit, that he said, I think I called one of the most important plays in Super Bowl history. So he always seems to spin a pretty good yarn for himself. Yeah. I've always enjoyed talking to him in every interpersonal chat I've had.
Oh, he was always nice to you, huh? He was always nice to you. Okay.
Well, he's always nice to me, too.
Oh, he was always very nice to me, to my face.
Oh!
You don't know.
Oh! What did he say to your back?
Ted Siren. No, Maddie and I, we've never, he just joined the Patriots my last year. We have no history, no nothing. We're good.
What was that tone about, though?
It was a joke.
Okay, just making sure, because I don't know.
Are you playing into a reputation there, Theodore?
You know what? I'll lean into a little bit, but
I'm
going to jump out of it. And I will say this. I think it's going to be a disaster.
A disaster?
I don't think, what would you point to in Matt Patricia's career and say, you know what? He was the difference. He was a great coach. He coached that really well.
Rob Ninkovich. And when Rob Ninkovich retired.
Okay.
Rob Ninkovich and Matt Patricia bawled their eyes out together and hugged. And I said,
so if I was
that connection right there is a good thing.
Okay. Just the
are
personal,
you laughing at me?
Yeah, but that's not really what I meant. I don't mean a personal relationship with another player. I'm talking
about Ninkovich will be the first to tell you he didn't have the best Super Bowl 51.
Yeah, no. I don't.
I love the guy.
Do you think the players look at him and go, I trust this guy? He's, you know, he's a guy that that I would want to run through a wall for. Does he inspire you to be a better player?
I don't know. The guy cried. Rob Ninkovich cried. I thought that meant something. You can poo-poo all over it, but okay. I thought it meant something.
Wait, so he cried because he cared about Matt Patricia
so much?
He helped
him develop. There was a all bond right. there because right. he was,
well,
I think,
one.
His linebacker.
Okay.
How many do I need to make a point?
I think it's the exception to the rule is all I'm saying.
Let me ask you this, Ted.
A lot of faith in him as a coach. Yes, Fitzy.
All right, so with similar personnel in 2017 and 2018, the Patriots had defensive issues intermittently at the start of the season against Carolina, against Kansas City, obviously in the opener where they got pantsed for 42, and then ultimately had a terrible game plan in Super Bowl 52, a game they should have won going away against Nick Foles and company, against a Tom Brady that basically didn't throw an incompletion from later in the second quarter on, and he and Gronk were unstoppable. Now you cut to the next year, all of a sudden, now you got B-Flow running the defense. Everyone says, "Oh, the defense is much simpler. They have a much better defensive effort." And then the postseason, the defense was dynamite, and they gave up 3 points to the 11th highest scoring offense in history in Super Bowl 53. So, what's the difference there? Like, why would the same group play so differently from one year to the next?
A lot of times it's just how it's coached to you, how it's presented to you, how the information is presented, and then. I think a lot of times it's, do you feel like you're being valued? You know, I mean, players, you know, like you're all paid, you're pros, you have a job to do. But I think just a good coach connects with his players on some level. And I just, maybe there's a disconnect between Matt Patricia and other than Rob Ninkovich. I guess Rob loved Matt Patricia, according to you, Andy. But the other guys on the defense, maybe not so much. I think part of it is just buy-in. Do you believe in the guy running your unit? Is that a guy that you trust? Is that a guy that's you feel like is putting you in the best position to succeed? And if you don't feel that way, I can see there being a drop-off in performance in the overall unit.
All right, and we're going to have to put a pin in the second part of that tease. We'll have to come back to it. There is a former Patriots linebacker joining Bill Belichick's staff down at North Carolina, and might be a little surprising based on his up-and-down career in New England, but we'll get back to that in a bit because up next we have Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston. He'll be talking all things Celtics, Tatum, Celtics, Spurs, Wembanyama, and of course, Megan Thee Stallion. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.